Here enters the Lion of the tribe of Judah. He'll take from that angel that book, and Jesus Christ, the righteous judge, will begin to break the seals of that book, and every seal that's broken. remember this, but folks, when they had the first meeting of the United Nations and all of the different nations of the world sat around in this big room and they all had earphones and the person that was speaking in their language, it was, I think we have to partake of it. I think we have to drink of the water. I think it sustains the glorified body. I think that that's taught in Genesis where that was denied Adam and Eve and led to their physical death when they no longer could have access to that. And so I think that that'll be an amazing time. And you know what? If God prepared it that way, it kind of makes sense. Because as much as God wants to give us our heart's desires and wants us to have the freedom and liberty that comes with being His children, He also likes to get the family together every once in a while. And it just makes sense to me. And so you see in heaven this amazing scene at the throne of God, the tree of life. Now, in the last 6 or 7 minutes that we've got here, 10 minutes we got here, let's tell you what will not be in heaven. Are you there in Revelation chapter 21? Look if you will, folks. Verse number 4, God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. There'll be no more what? No more death. No more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, but the former things are passed away. Years ago, I preached a message entitled Heaven's No-Nos. And there's all kinds of no's in Revelation chapter 21 and Revelation chapter number 22. There's going to be no more death. There's going to be no more sorrow. There's going to be no more crying. There's going to be no more pain. Now, it's really almost difficult for us to imagine an existence without those things. They are just integrated into what we have to experience in life, not just occasionally, but as you grow older and more on a regular basis, on a daily basis. No death, no sorrow, no crying, no pain. Those things will be eliminated, and it's going to be a happy place. It's going to be a wonderful place. In Revelation 21, verse number 22, and I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. We won't need a church building. Say, preacher, where are we going to meet for church? Just head to the throne. Because when you're in the presence of God, you're in church. And so there will be no need for an earthly tabernacle, earthly temple, and a church building. We will worship in the presence of Almighty, in the physical presence of Almighty God and the Lamb of God. That's the temple of it. In Revelation 21, verse 23, it says that there's no need of the sun or the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. Remember what John said about when he saw Jesus in Revelation chapter 1? He said it was like looking at the sun in its strength. Now, I'm not recommending you do that, but everybody in here has tried it. Okay? You know, at some point, no matter how many times your mom said, now don't look directly, you're going to go blind, your eyes are going to melt out of your head, don't you dare look at it. You know what? At some point, you snuck out and you tried to look at it, you know. And but you think about that. As the sun shining in its strength, and Jesus Christ is associated with the light of the world. Jesus Christ in light is light, and He is associated with light. The Satan's always associated with darkness, and Jesus always associated with light. That's why most of the wickedness that goes on in this world goes on after the sun goes down. In darkness, there's young people, look right up here. No reason for you, after that sun is down, for you to be anywhere but home, unless you've got a job to work or somewhere specifically to be. Young person after young person after young person gotten in trouble. You know why? Because after dark, they just want to go wander around. Well, let me tell you what you're going to find after dark. You're going to find trouble. You're going to find wickedness. You're going to find sin. Okay, these young people hanging up on Main Street aren't having Bible studies in the back of their pickup trucks there. Now, just listen to me. Your old nature is drawn to that, but that's darkness. And I mean that. Ron Allen, when we were writing his book, he said, my dad had a rule. Now think about this. He was in an unsaved drunkard's family, but his dad had this rule. When the street lights go on, you better be home. Would to God we had Christian parents that had that much sense to set some rules down. I can't believe it. My mom and dad set a curfew for 10. No, I can't believe it either. They need to rethink that. Because you're out about 3 or 4 more hours than you should have been. That's all right. That's all right. I'm just trying to help some of you parents not to let these kids work you. Okay, well, so-and-so, well, we're not so-and-so. Okay, don't worry about that. And honestly, you think about that. I mean, from Genesis chapter number 1, God separated the light from the darkness. He named one of them night, and He named one of them day. And from that chapter 1 all the way through, light is associated with goodness and God, and darkness is associated with Satan and the devil. And I'm going to tell you something. Listen, they don't mean anything by it. These people that golf out, their dark hair and their dark clothes, they're just, no, that's hogwash, folks. If you can't see the Satanism in that, then you're blind as a bat. Young people, there's nothing that God does. God will never direct a person to do and to get into that kind of a lifestyle. Okay, so there's a reason that they're the darkness. There's a reason for this a black. I just like black. Just black's my favorite color. What? I don't mean anything by it. It's just black's my favorite color. If black was my favorite color, I think I'd hit an altar. What are you saying? No, this is good for us. We fall for these silly things like, well, you know, there's nothing wrong with them. They just like black. There's something wrong with them. Okay? Children of light. Children of darkness. God's people are attracted to the light. Satan's children are attracted to darkness. I think I'd be taking inventory. Okay? And so think about those things. It does matter. It does make a difference. You know what? The Bible says here, verse 25, no night there. No night there. The gates of it shall not be shut at all by day. Some of you old enough to remember the America where we didn't lock our doors anymore? No need to shut the gates in heaven. We're fine. Used to not lock the door, didn't worry about it. That was a day. You used to leave the keys in the ignition of all your vehicles? But, no night there. No night. Don't need to shut the gates. You know why? You don't have to worry about it. No night there. It's cities of a night. I mean, I'm talking about in folks look at biblical times. Cities of a night, the gates were open. Cities at night of a day, the gates were open. When the sun set, the gates were closed. Again, goes back to our teaching. Now I might just develop a whole sermon on that because it's making some of you nervous. Well, so-and-so's out running around till 1 or 2 in the morning. So-and-so's in trouble. Now, whether you know it or not, they're in trouble. If they're fussing and fighting with you over wanting to be out after dark, it's because there's a darkness in them. They're in trouble. Those kids are in trouble. Okay? Wake up. All right? So, all right. No night there. No night. And not in heaven. And then verse number 27. What a blessing this. And there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, nor whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they that are written in the Lamb's book of life. And there'll be no sin in heaven. Finally, sin, wickedness, abominations, all of those things will be abolished. Chapter 22, verse 12, said, without, or verse 15, without our dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and adulterers, whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. They're out, not allowed inside of this city. And so there'll be no more night there. And there'll be no curse. We talked about this. Revelation chapter 22, verse 1 through 3. You see this pure river. You see the tree of life that bear the fruits. And you know what? You don't see the curse of sin anymore. It's lifted. It's gone. Come drink freely. Come eat freely. And the last thing that there will not be in heaven is time. There is no time in heaven. What's the best description that God's given us of the life that we will live in heaven? This is the best description. Everlasting life. Eternal life. Eternal life. By the way, husbands, you don't need to be up out after dark either. Where are you going? Oh, I'm just going for a drive. Just need time to think. Well, you go think in the bedroom. I don't know why I keep coming back to this. No, honestly. People at night that's trying to figure out a way to sneak out and be out. If you second shifters that get off at midnight. Oh, preacher, I'm a grown man. I can't believe. Who are you? Listen, you better listen to me. Amen. You clock out, get in your car, and drive to the house. Just head to the house. The lights are out, get home. God turned them out. That means go to bed. That means go home. Go home. And I don't know why I keep getting on this, but the Holy Spirit's saying somebody here's out at night that needs to get home at night. Not it's not always these teenagers, these kids sneaking around. Every single young lady in this church has ever had a history where she ended up getting in severe problem. Let me tell you what started happening. Start sneaking out at night. Every young man that started getting in trouble, you know what? Started
twisting the arm of the parents, putting a guilt trip on them. Next thing you know, they loosen the rules, and the kid's out running around at night with some friends. So be careful about that. The last thing won't be in heaven. There won't be one of those clocks. No time. Let eternity begin. Let it begin. And for all eternity, we're going to enjoy the blessing of heaven. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for these descriptions, Lord, that you've given us, these portions of Scripture that educate us concerning, Lord, the things that await us one day. And so, Lord, we've been given enough to get our appetite wet, but Lord, there's no way. Brother John, Lord, along with the divine help of the Holy Spirit, he did the best he could, but there's no way. I can imagine, Lord, for all eternity, from time to time, passing somebody else that's sitting in this room right now, and us looking at each other on our way to do whatever's next, and say, have members say, "Preacher, I know you did the best you could that Wednesday night, but isn't this is crazy. We couldn't have imagined. Preacher, we couldn't have imagined." And Lord, the honest truth is, we can. What a blessing, Lord. I wouldn't want to be a preacher, dear God, if there wasn't a part of the Bible that included a heaven. I wouldn't want to do a funeral if there wasn't a part of the Bible that included heaven. Lord, I think if there was no heaven, I'm not sure I'd want to live this life. We would be, of all men, most miserable. If this is it, God, if there's no resurrection, no eternal life, no heaven, if this is it, and then, Lord, this is a sorry lot. Lord, I thank you for what waits ahead for us. Lord, may we rejoice throughout the rest of the week over the blessing of heaven.